Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
Hey friends, this is Dan Burke. Usually I say Dan and Stephanie Burke. You're listening to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest. She would always say your hermitage of the heart, and then I would say monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven to draw upon the wisdom of the saints to learn how to navigate the tumult of this life. I'm here in studio with a guest who is obviously not anywhere near as attractive as my wife. I'll tell you a little bit about him in a minute. But before we do, I want to talk to you about a unique opportunity to, if you've ever struggled with prayer. So, you know, a lot of people don't know what mental prayer is. They don't know, you know, like St. Alphonsus de Liguori says, you cannot make it to heaven without mental prayer. St. Teresa of Avila says, if you don't practice mental prayer, you don't need a devil to drag you into hell. You'll do it yourself. There's this real power with mental prayer that so many of the saints have talked about, because what it does is, it's not complicated. It just draws you near to Jesus, draws you into conversation with Jesus. And that experience, or that reality, begins to spill out into your day, into your life, and it begins to change your life. And this is why probably it's safe to say all saints, or most saints, the vast majority, 99.9%, practice mental prayer. I can't imagine one that didn't, because if we say we're disciples of Jesus, we're followers of Jesus, it's sort of be hypocritical if I said I love my wife and I never talked with her, you know, other than I just read her things that other people wrote occasionally, but never really had, which is vocal prayer, which is good prayer. But so if you've ever wanted to deepen your prayer life, didn't understand it, have struggles in it, all that, I'm going to be teaching a course coming up, and I do teach this every year, but sometimes we do, and it fills up really fast. But the reason I'm telling you about it now is because maybe you're not, you know, in the normal rotation of the kind of folks who take these courses at the Avila Institute, and you might miss something like this. So I just want to invite you in, if you're kind of on the edges and the outside and you really want to grow spiritually, and also maybe you want to overcome habitual sin of some kind. Man, when you draw near to Jesus, it changes everything. So the course is called Foundations of Prayer and Union with God. I'll be teaching it on Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So if you're interested in that, head out to avila-institute.org, avila-institute.org, and check that out. The courses are live online, so we get to interact. You get to interact with other students. It's a lot of fun. All right. So now I got to tell you about my guests, our guests for today. Stephanie is leading a pilgrimage off in somewhere in the other continent, helping women to be holy. She has 30 women that she's leading on pilgrimage. But the human sitting across from me is not as attractive as my wife, because he's a man, which kind of makes it work that way. But his name is Barry Dean. He is the founder of the Association of Catholic Coaches and Athletes, and gotten to know Barry a little bit since we moved to our headquarters in Mobile. And he's launched off on a new full-time venture to change the hearts and minds. How would you, is it change a good way? Like, what's the mission of the association?
Yeah, it is to, now let me say this. I'm not as good looking as your wife, but better looking than my brother.
Well, so his brother is a very well-beloved priest here in the Archdiocese of Mobile. And they both, part of their normal behavior is to try to suppress the other. So
I don't need therapy after that. After our show today, just don't send me a bill.
Right.
The mission is to help assist Catholic coaches and athletes in strengthening their personal relationship with Jesus Christ through engaging study, personal inspirational testimonials, and through meaningful fellowship.
Yeah. And the reason I wanted to have you on today, I mean, obviously the purpose of our show is to dig into the interior life. Also, we do a lot on marriage and marriage spirituality. But I know there's, there's so many good people out there who are isolated in their faith, and it's getting worse. Like, unless you live in places like Louisiana, where the Catholic population is pretty dense. And then even if you live in a dense Catholic population, that doesn't mean it's really fervent necessarily, like in the Northeast, in the United States, is not a fervent place. There are a lot of Catholics up there. But organizations like yours mirror in some ways our work and our in the community of Apostle Olivier, where we have a real heart to reach that one guy, that one woman, that one person who really wants to grow in their faith, but they're out there isolated. And until they have someone like us or someone like you reach out to them, they get stagnant in their faith and they start to drift away.
Yeah, that's happened with me several times as the ministry I'm getting out there has become more public. Last summer, I was in upstate New York coaching a collegiate baseball team. I came out of retirement from coaching just for a summer collegiate team, and actually coached up there 30 years prior in 94 and 95. But this was last summer, 2024, Dansville, New York, below Rochester. And a young coach in Hornell, where I actually coached 30 years ago, was from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Louisiana Christian University, assistant coach, good young coach, 24, 25 years old, beyond his years as mature, fallen away Catholic.
Hmm.
And we start talking, but we played. I mean, the first time we played, they were 20 miles from us, the closest team. And he knew I was from Alabama and I'm older than him. Not as old as you, Dan, but close to 60. And we connected faith-wise. He's a good young baseball guy, but me being me in my ministry more was going after the faith part of him.
Yeah.
He's a very devoted 24-year-old, 25-year-old coach,
yeah,
on fire for coaching and not taking his faith as serious. Hmm. So we immediately connected, got him back to going to Mass in Hornell that summer. We went to Adoration. They have Adoration.
So he wasn't going to Mass?
Not on a regular basis.
Now, when you say you're connected, now knowing you, I mean, you're not shy. So
I'm working on that.
So, so you... What you saw that he wasn't practicing his faith, found out he was Catholic. What, you just start hanging out with him? This is why I'm asking you, is because a lot of people don't understand the mechanics of evangelism, right?
Yeah. Yes, as you know us, Dean boys, we are a little outgoing, a little energetic. He's already told me to slow down when I talk. We get fired up, we're hyper, but
I don't know how you survive in the South because you're not supposed to talk fast in the South.
Forrest Gump made that clear in the movie, but. Yeah, I am part of my other brother's a lawyer, so I'm very investigative, evangelistic. Father Dean, investigative. My brother, the lawyer, Richard. But I start digging really soon in a very fun, sometimes humorous, very friendly, and a very meaningful, sincere way, not judgmental, because I go to confession once a month, more if needed, and often needed. But I kind of start digging real deep as to, you know, them going, it's easy, and you know this, and you just said it for some parts of the country. I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
If I say I'm founding the Association of Catholic Coaches and Athletes, people who are Catholic will immediately say, oh, I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
But then I always can say, just so I, you know, are you still going to Mass on a regular basis? And it's very non-judgmental.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I want to know, okay, you're Catholic, but are you going to Mass just every, the basic tenet of the faith, you're going to Mass every Sunday.
I'm just curious about you, just because I don't know you too well, but whenever I'm in relationship with anyone, I don't care who it is, even the Pope, it doesn't matter to me. I'm always interested in where they are spiritually.
No doubt.
Is that running the DNA of your family?
It does. Of course, my brother, the priest, obviously. And he and I especially, but of course, my mom was very devout. Dottie Dorothy Azar Dean, she was very devout. The 11 of 12 Azar children, and what a saint on this earth. And she had the biggest influence on my brother and I. But yeah, I am inquisitive. I used to be a college baseball coach.
Yeah.
So you get background on kids.
Yeah.
And their families.
Yeah.
Because you're going to coach the kid for 2 years at a junior college, 4-4 year school. But you get background. You know, where you're coming from, your parents, or your one or two parent home when you were raised, all that matters. So, on my way back from Steubenville, Defend the Faith Conference, August 1st through 3rd, I had a booth up there with Dr. Hahn and Kimberly hosting that Defend the Faith Conference at Franciscan. I stopped at a Cracker Barrel on the way. I'm a Cracker Barrel guy on the road.
Yeah.
And not as good as the meal at the Avila Institute.
Okay.
That I experienced yesterday. but the young lady waiting on me, this is around LaGrange, Kentucky, wherever, close to Bellarmine. Bellarmine is a Catholic university. And we start talking. She's waiting on me, and I'll start a conversation. And I said, are you going to college? Yeah, I'm about to start going to Bellarmine, or however you say it, Catholic university, not far from there. Well, I know you don't have to be Catholic, but are you Catholic?
Yeah.
So I start throwing bait in the water.
Yeah.
And well, my parents are both Catholic and they never really passed the faith on to me. And well, are you interested in it? Yeah, I am interested in it.
Hmm.
So when I got home, I sent her two Rome Sweet, and she's dating a guy. So I started getting the back. Is he Catholic? No. Yeah. So I sent her two Rome Sweet Home books.
Yeah.
I got the Buck a Book deal.
Right.
About 500 of them a few years ago.
Yeah.
The Buck a Book. And sent her that and 10 questions asked, top 10 questions asked, a pamphlet from Sunday Visitor.
Yeah.
And a Word on Fire, a little blue booklet.
Yeah.
Pillar of Faith. I got that in my repertoire. And so I sent those to her in a box, got her cell phone. I said, look, here's my card. You can check me out. And she gave me her cell phone. I said, look, I'm going to send you this stuff. So I just start digging. And yeah, my parents didn't really pass it down. And they don't still go to mass. And so I do start digging in a very loving way and concerning way, not judgmental. And then I used to be called the CD ninja when the CDs were popular.
Yeah.
Cause I'd have CDs all on me from Lighthouse Catholic Media.
You open your coat and
instead of cigars, you
have
Jack Gallison. He would say that here in Montgomery, that I'm the CD ninja. And I start, and I love giving books out and CDs out.
That's great.
That have inspired me. So that's what I've done with a young coach up in New York, who's in Louisiana.
And is he now back practicing?
He is. You know, we have kept great touch and I actually texted him this past Sunday. He will slip a little bit from going to mass because he's so inundated with college coaching.
Yeah.
But I texted him this Sunday, said, hey, what time are you going to mass today? And he texted me back and said, 10:30. He said, what time are you going? I said, well, 9:30 to my brother's mass. And I just, as baseball terms to say, that's a little up and in fastball.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, because I know him now. Hey, what time are you going to mass?
Yeah.
So he's way more in. He's skipping some a little bit. He's
but you're admitted. Working on it.
Oh, always. Working always.
Cool. Well, we're going to go to break. When we get back from the break, obviously, folks can listen and hear your heart, which is really something I wanted them to connect with, meaning that this isn't just a Catholic in name only association. You're an on fire guy, even though you're really old. You're an on fire guy, and you're looking to help people to grow spiritually. You have a pastor's heart, and the association is to find these folks who are both, you know, practicing and want to be in relationship to other athletes who are practicing, coaches who are practicing, but then also those who may be nominal. So for folks out there listening, you've got, you know, young, what are the age groups? What are the age ranges?
Well, it's Association of Catholic Coaches and Athletes. So I've already done a youth league camp, third through sixth graders with Philip Rivers and Fairhope 2 summers ago. They went to New York the next summer, but I want to do Catholic youth sports camps all around the country.
Awesome.
With all sports. So from the youth, from those kids to their parents coming to the camp and coming to mass with us during the camp and being involved with the camp, they're welcome to be.
So great. When we get back from the break, let's talk through the details of how all that works.
Sir.
The beautiful fact that no suffering is wasted, that all suffering has a purpose, and to wrestle with the idea, which is that everything that happens in our lives is either willed or permitted by God. Okay, God, why would you permit these things? I know that you're a good father and you're a loving father, so there's something there. So I have to bridge this gap between your permission of my suffering to your love for me as a father. And Uniformity with God's Will, the book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, bridges that gap. And he explains, as only he can, because he's such a hard hitter, the reality that these are all moments of growth, of virtue, of, hey, your legs are weak. You're like a newborn deer. You can't stand on your own. We need to get you to stand on your own. You know, those sorts of things. Even desolation. You know, the day-to-day kind of the ebbs and flows of the spiritual life, those things are all permitted for a greater good, whatever that might be.
Check out the brand new updated version of Uniformity with God's Will titled Finding Peace in the Storm with commentary by Dan Burke.
This is Dan and not Stephanie Burke, Barry Dean. You're listening to Divine Intimacy Radio, and we're talking about how it is that we can help Catholic athletes, whether they're fervent or not. We can help influence those who are Catholic but need to be fervent. So grandparents, parents listening, important for you. And then also for Catholics, for coaches that need to be fervent. So some coaches know other coaches who they're friends with who are not practicing necessarily and need to be prompted a little bit. For the entire range of Catholic athletes, this is an association that can help you that Barry Dean has founded. And before I forget, I want to say the website is accanda.org. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
accanda.org to find out more and figure out. Now, so if folks are listening to this going, oh, yeah, you know, my son is a little wayward and I'd really like to get him connected to this. Like, how do they get folks connected to you?
Yeah. Immediately, if you go to accanda.org, you will see the weekly spiritual workout.
Okay.
That's one of the tabs up top. And that is a weekly video I send out and not produced as good as Avila Institute material, you know, but it's 2.5 minutes of a priest or 2.5 minutes or less of a priest talking about the upcoming Sunday readings with an athletic message. Uh-huh. And then 2.5 minutes or less of a coach or athlete talking about any part of the faith that inspires them. Mm-hmm. We need those testimonials. So I send that every put a little neat little catchy music to it, a little sports video just at first, a little intro. It's somewhat appealing, but the messages are powerful. Uh-huh. And you can go to the website, look at all the ones from the past. I'm about to restart them for the school year. I took mm-hmm. a break for the summer, but they're really good. I've had my family members and friends who look at them. Say, hey, I really like those videos. I went ahead and put them on the text list. I mass text them out. So that's immediately a weekly nourishment of sports and faith. And then, of course, if they wanted to have a camp in their area, they may want to have a camp. A parent may listen to this or a coach may listen to this and they have influence in their area. I've already done a camp. That's on our website as well. You will see in the event section where we did a camp with Philip Rivers, a football camp,
yeah.
4-hour camp, three days a week, 4-hour camp. We had mass. A Decade of the Rosary, a Virtue Talk of the Day, and Adoration with Confession, those four parts of the faith throughout the 4-hour camp every day. Beautiful, powerful.
And awesome.
I want to do, I'm a baseball guy, but I want to do all sports all around the country and have high school and college coaches and athletes work the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll evangelize, be evangelized ourselves, and that night can hang out in fellowship when the kids go home. But and then, of course, inspire the kids. You know, Dan, you know this and I know this. There are friends of ours whose kids are getting married now.
Yeah.
And they were Catholic, the parents of our age, but their kids don't get married in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And they're so disappointed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, sure, there's a disconnect when you go to college. Focus Fellowship of Catholic University Students is doing amazing, amazing work.
Yeah.
But even if kids, let's say they're connected to one of our camps at a young age, like Fellowship of Christian Athletes does on the Protestant level. Now, all of a sudden, we're doing these camps, Catholic camps, and there's adult men and women, coaches, at camp, talking the faith and sports and connecting the two.
Yeah.
Now, you get these kids at a young age, and you know they're very, that's the formation years. Now, all of a sudden, Catholicism and sports is kind of cool.
Right.
And we're not watering it down.
Right.
It's all Catholic.
Yeah.
And it's all the faith, the teachings of the church, and now someone's talking on purity and chastity. Or I get Allie Habits, who was at University of Alabama softball on the top.
Hey, what about the butt? Is it butt curse?
Yeah. Harrison Buckner, the kicker.
Buckner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I met John Calipari the other day, the national championship coach from Kentucky basketball mm-hmm. in Arkansas. Went to his office, met him, had an inside. I didn't have to break in. Us Dean boys get a little crazy. But I did have the meeting set
up.
Did
they call the police?
I actually had the meeting set up. I will jump on someone's leg, Dan, if I know where they hang out and I need to reach them.
That just that gave a visual I didn't appreciate.
Well, anyway, not figuratively, not literally, but I will go Nick Saban I've done before several years ago. I'm trying to get an actual meeting with him now. But Coach Calipari was excited to know what I was doing. I'm trying to get him to come speak at a retreat, Lafayette, Louisiana, at Grand Coteau, where I'll have The priest gives an athletic minded priest gives several other talks as retreat master in December, but have a John Calipari or a Nick Saban come give one or two of the talks, or Philip Rivers to come give a talk, who are into the faith, but and then have them to help coaches come there.
Yeah.
So
very good. Yep. Association of Catholic Coaches and Athletes. I think what you're doing is very cool. Now, the other audience, it seems to me, that could be interested are Catholic school principals, right?
No doubt. No, you're tracking me. You're okay. Tracking me. It would be to where I go to principals. I started doing this in Daphne, Alabama.
Yeah.
One of my favorite, and Father Zogby is my spiritual director down there in Foley. Started to approach principals as far as getting them on board.
Yeah.
To help pass the information down to their kids.
Yeah, so they can get, you can get the invites to the kids.
100%.
So if folks are out there listening and you're interested, you know, I know you need volunteers, you need hands and feet.
No doubt. Because
I just, on the way in, I counted, you only got 2 hands, 2 feet, right?
And, right, correct.
And so you need other people to help spread the word. So whether or not, you know, if you're sports-minded, I know there's so many families. I've got one guy in our family who's day and night watching, you know, some kind of sports going on. He's actually a good coach himself. But in fact, I'm going to connect you up with him. He's a really good man. But whoever you are out there, you know athletes. You have athletes in your family. You know family members. And by the way, this I sort of set this up as if it was for guys who are not really tracking well in the faith. It's also for people who are deeply committed already, but would like to be integrate the faith with their love of sports, right?
And I need those males and females who are coaches to help me with the mission. At the Defend the Faith conference, I met an older coach, like 77 years old, who's still coaching football in high school in Michigan. And he loved it what I was doing, got his cell phone number. Yeah. He said, man, if you come up, I'll let you speak to our group. So I need the guys who are locked into the faith, men and women, to help work the camps.
Yeah.
To help get other coaches on board who may not be into the faith more. And as you know, just evangelize and get them onto our website and get the weekly spiritual workout and already start to nourish them. And we do a group rosary online on Friday mornings, about 10, 12 guys from all around the country. It's very powerful. We started that during COVID and then we've kept it going. So, I mean, the plan is to honor coaches and athletes, have a Hall of Fame in the future for coaches, Catholic ACCA Hall of Fame, have retreats around the country at Jesuit retreat houses where I've got Father Post on our board or other retreat houses. I know they have a few around the country. So why can't we have coaches retreats all around the country besides the camps all around the country?
Yeah.
And just like FCA Fellowship of Christian Athletes does, but we really need this desperately for the Catholic coaches and athletes.
Yeah. And let's be honest, FCA is not a bad organization, but they're not always friendly to Catholics, you know,
Yes. I've seen that myself personally. I have some very on fire, powerful men and women who are FCA participants, and I love them dearly, and they're fine with the Catholic faith. Some will ask you, are you saved?
Yeah.
You know, not thinking we're saved.
By the way, it's a good question. We ought to be able to answer the question.
No doubt. No doubt. But they will throw those things at you. And
yeah.
And I know that there's been some negativism with it, but
your association is a safe place. It's a place that's going to reinforce faith. It's going to reinforce the foundational elements of faith, like going to mass, going to confession, that sort of thing. And the short talks you said that you get, is it weekly for the mass for the Sunday coming up?
It is. It is the ACCA weekly spiritual workout. And, you know, I kind of copy that after FCA. They do huddle sessions in schools.
Okay.
Once a week.
Evangelicals are sometimes a little up front of us on the creativity for outreach, aren't they?
Way more.
And we need to get better at it.
Way more. I would say go to, you know, I would tell my brother this. Now, my brother's very good in reaching out to Catholics. And
your priest friend.
My brother, the priest. But we can learn a lot from these mega churches and how they treat people from the time they drive in the parking lot.
Yeah.
The entire time they're there to the time they leave.
Yeah.
We've got the greatest thing, the body and blood of Jesus on planet Earth.
Yeah.
But we don't market it that well.
What's funny is I've said before, I'm a convert to Catholicism. If I was a needy person and I needed affirmation, I would have never become Catholic, because the parish I'm in now is an exception. Of course, it's in the South too, because I became Catholic in the I don't know if you call Colorado the North. I guess it's the North, Northwest area. And they're great people there too. But this parish that I'm in now, the friendliest and frankly, rivals any evangelical church I'd ever been to. But just being friendly, I think it's a mistake. This is a long conversation, but I think it's a mistake to use the mass as an evangelistic tool. I think we need to evangelize them in associations like what you're doing in our homes by serving people out there. And then once they're ready, of course, then you bring them closer. But I think that's the value of your association, is getting out there. Because when guys, men, women, whoever have this common interest, that can build a bridge to a conversation that may never have happened before. And they can go either deeper because they care about their faith, or get right with their faith when they're really off the rails.
Yeah. I called a coach. He was at Davidson College, and I knew the head coach at this college, and I called him. I'm sorry, Belmont Abbey, Catholic College up in North Carolina. I called him about maybe hosting a camp at a school, and did he wasn't Catholic, and I knew him, but he said, I have two assistants that are Catholic who have left me and gone to different schools. One had gone to Washington State as a recruiting coordinator, assistant coach. He gave me their numbers, and I contacted him. I contacted the other coach as well, who was at Davidson, but the one at Washington State had fallen away a little bit. Mm-hmm. His wife was a convert. Mm-hmm. They were very on fire, but then they had kids.
Yeah.
Life took distracted. Over. And all of a sudden he's joining our Rosary group on Fridays.
That's awesome. They're
back to mass.
That's awesome.
From a cold call.
That's awesome.
So that's a blessing, kind of an affirmation for me. I think a God wink.
Totally agree with you. We've got to close it out now. ACCANDA.org. ACCANDA.org. Association of Catholic Coaches and Athletes. And until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.